Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, Brisbane crash tragedy. Two pedestrians killed and a teenage boy arrested. The car involved allegedly stolen and seen earlier in a shocking road rage collision. COVID campaign, the multi-million dollar advertising blitz convincing Aussies to get the jab when the rollout begins next month. Clashes and arrests, big crowds at Invasion Day rallies across the country with mostly peaceful protests. And asthma breakthrough, the new treatment and prevention within reach.
This is 7 News with Jody Spears.
Good morning. Two pedestrians have been killed in a horrific crash in Brisbane's Bayside. Police say a teenage boy in a stolen car was driving dangerously through an intersection at Alexandra Hills and collided with an oncoming truck. The Toyota Land Cruiser rolled, hitting and killing a couple out walking their dog. Just 20 minutes earlier, the same car was seen crashing into another car. Police say the 17-year-old driver fled the scene of the deadly crash. He's just been charged with murder. A multi-million dollar COVID vaccine campaign is being launched by the federal government to convince Australians the jab is safe. Let's go live now to political reporter Olivia Leeming. Good morning, Olivia. The advertising blitz will run in three phases.
Yes, beginning today to encourage Australians to get a COVID vaccine from late next month. The government's spending nearly $24 million on this campaign across television, radio and online after the Pfizer vaccine was approved by the Australian medical regulator. The AstraZeneca vaccine also expected to be approved shortly and rolled out from March. That's despite production delays overseas with new threats from the European Union overnight to block exports of the vaccine due to a lack of supply. The government insisting Australia will not be impacted at this stage. Now, the campaign will inform Australians how and where to get vaccinated, that the elderly, disabled and frontline workers will be immunised first, and also reassure the country that the vaccine is safe and effective, that it's been through Australia's world-leading approval process.
Our experts looking carefully at the clinical trial results, along with all the data on quality and manufacturing of the vaccines.
Now, there's no official advice yet that animals will need to be vaccinated, but scientists overseas say it could be necessary in the future for household pets as they learn more about transmission to try and stop the spread. Jody.
Okay, Olivia, thank you. Thousands have gathered across the country to mark what they call Invasion Day. While crowds were mostly peaceful, arrests were made as organisers struggled to ensure COVID safety.
Masked, but making their voices heard.
They say accident!
We say murder!
Thousands of protesters swarmed Melbourne's CBD. One man with the Australian flag on his back found himself in the heart of the Invasion Day protest. The flag ripped from his shoulders as dozens of police rushed to end the conflict. While there was dancing in the streets of Brisbane, this was no celebration.
We're not asking to change a day. We're asking to abolish Australia Day. And by extension, we're asking to abolish Australia.
Crowds were largely well behaved, but in Sydney, five people were arrested for breaching public health orders at an illegal rally. The streets were filled in Adelaide, the message loud and clear. While in Canberra, it was on the steps of Parliament House. A single Donald Trump supporter sent packing. In Perth, Forest Chase was full as protesters blocked some streets and demanded change. But while the movement is gaining traction, it hasn't been enough to so far sway the Prime Minister.
We do it on this day when the course of this land changed forever. There is no escaping or cancelling that fact.
Rachel Walker, 7 News.
Police have been kept busy as a heatwave in the country's southeast saw beaches packed yesterday, with many ignoring social distancing rules. Huge illegal beach parties were broken up in Sydney, one at North Bondi and another at Lillipilli, with a sandbar used as a makeshift meeting point. Officers intervened to stop several unauthorised events, but say the majority of people were well behaved. Police divers have found the body of a man after he went missing at a popular Queensland swimming hole. The 40-year-old failed to surface at Gardiner's Falls on the Sunshine Coast. His family raised the alarm. Just after 8 o'clock last night, police discovered the Brisbane man's body. It follows a busy day for police and lifesavers, with 46 water rescues across the state. 15 teenagers have been arrested after a brawl broke out on a train in Western Sydney. The group, all aged under 18, was travelling between Auburn and Strathfield stations. One man was taken to hospital with multiple stab wounds. The teenagers are now being questioned by police. Firefighters have managed to contain a blaze that broke out in a national park on the New South Wales south coast. Air tankers were used to help control the fire in Jervis Bay. A cool change meant crews gained the upper hand and it was downgraded to advice level overnight. Students around the country are returning to the classroom over the coming days for the start of the new school year. Queensland and South Australian public school students are back today, tomorrow for Victoria. Most students in eastern New South Wales will return on Friday, except for kindergarten and year 7. In the ACT, Western Australia and the Northern Territory, students will start school on Monday, followed by Western New South Wales and Tasmania next Wednesday. Drivers are being urged to take care in school zones. A 60-year-old man has been injured in a bizarre attack, rammed by a goat and knocked to the ground while he was out walking in the Blue Mountains. The offender had to be herded away but watched on as paramedics treated the man. New South Wales Ambulance says it gets quite a few animal-related call-outs, but nothing quite like this one. A former Victorian school teacher accused of sexually abusing children is on her way back to Melbourne to face court. Malka Leifer lost her decade-long fight to avoid being extradited from Israel.
It took 10 years and 74 court hearings in Israel, but the law has finally caught up with Malka Leifer. The 54-year-old former Melbourne school principal has been extradited from Israel on her way to Melbourne to face 74 charges of child sexual abuse.
This is an incredible day for justice. It's incredible for the three alleged victims.
Leifer fled the country after sisters Dussie, Ellie and Nicole reported her to police. It was an undercover sting that led to her undoing. Secret cameras capturing Leifer shopping when she claimed to be bedbound by mental illness.
Upon arrival in Australia, Mrs. Leifer will be quarantined and will appear by video conference before a judge who will formally confirm her identity and read her the charges.
7 News understands Leifer's extradition came as a shock to her alleged victims here in Melbourne. The women are anxious for her to touch down, but have chosen not to comment publicly today so as not to jeopardise the upcoming court case. That could happen within hours. Victoria Police wasting no time after a 10-year fight for justice. Jodie Lee, 7 News.
There's hope for thousands of Australians struggling with severe asthma. Researchers have found a supplement that dramatically reduces lung inflammation, a discovery they made by accident.
For 61 years, Susan McDougall has lived in fear.
What happens if I can't breathe, and what if I don't have my puffer, my reliever with me?
A severe asthma sufferer her entire life, but now hope she could breathe easier thanks to an unexpected discovery by researchers.
It would take back a huge element of control that a lot of asthmatics and a lot of people that have got sort of reactive lung disorders or sort of other inflammatory diseases would say, yes, please.
While conducting unrelated research on the gut, researchers found after ingesting a variation of the amino acid tyrosine, it let out a small molecule called PCS, which then travelled to the airways and reduced inflammation.
A small molecule has drug-like characteristics, and we could imagine that we could give it in an inhaled form into the airways because that's where it actually acts.
Researchers are hoping to trial a variation of tyrosine in asthmatics this year. If successful, it could be prescribed as a treatment in just 5 years' time.
Although asthma is our first port of call for this development, that in the future this might be something which is relevant for other lung diseases.
When it becomes available, severe sufferers like Susan will be first in line.
Give it to me. I want it right now.
Georgia Commons, Solly, 7 News.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading up. The Nasdaq is also higher. In London, the FTSE rose and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng also lost ground. The All Ords rose slightly and the ASX 200 also gained. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,851 an ounce, oil $52 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 77.42 US cents, 80 Japanese yen and $1.06 New Zealand. Coles will be offering heavily discounted iPhones from today, following last year's success selling refurbished iPhone 7s through Boost Mobile. A second-hand iPhone 8 will sell for $359, which includes a charger, a 12-month warranty and $10 prepaid SIM card. Coles is warning they're likely to sell out quickly. Four firefighters have been injured battling a huge blaze at a shoe shop in California. Heavy winds kicked up the flames into the ceiling, causing the roof to collapse. Multiple crews attacked the fire from the sky to prevent it jumping to neighbouring buildings. Four employees managed to escape unharmed, but three fireys were taken to hospital with serious burns. The other sustained an ankle injury. The United Kingdom has hit a grim new milestone, recording 100,000 coronavirus deaths. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he takes full responsibility for the terrible toll.
It's an appalling and tragic loss of life.
It comes as speculation grows the Prime Minister will shortly announce tough new quarantine rules, including mandatory hotel quarantine for new arrivals. Dozens of people have been injured after wild weather lashed parts of the US, leaving behind a major cleanup. Let's go live now to US correspondent Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. A deadly tornado struck Alabama.
Good morning, Jody. Yes, it's cut a path through an area north of the city of Birmingham in Alabama, slamming into a town called Fultondale, a town of about 9,000 people. It toppled trees, smashed buildings and flipped cars and trucks throughout the town. One 14-year-old student sheltering with his family in the basement of their home, as is advised when tornadoes strike, was killed. Apparently, the tornado felled a tree and brought the whole home down on the family. Several other members of that family listed as in critical condition. Fultondale was hit by a similar tornado 10 years ago, back in April 2011, at that time 65 people were killed. The tornado produced as part of two storm systems lashing the United States at the moment. The one, the Midwest in the northern area of the US, the other, the southwestern US, and bringing snow across much of that area, including to the outskirts of Las Vegas, northern Arizona, blanketed, and many areas having up to 40 centimetres of snow. Currently, about 100 million people, or almost one third of the population of the United States of America, are under winter weather alerts. Jody.
Okay, Tim Lester in the US, thank you. In sport, the first week of the Big Bash finals are set after yesterday's triple header. The Sydney Sixers locked in top spot and eliminated the Melbourne Stars from finals contention after their 5-wicket win at the MCG. The Hobart Hurricanes had a painful end to their season, needing a win against the last-placed Renegades to make the finals. Hobart crumbled under the pressure, losing by 11 runs. And Manus Labuschagne took 3 wickets as the Heat booked their finals place with a win over the Scorchers. And those results set up a big weekend of finals. The Heat and Strikers play off on Friday night, with the winner facing the Thunder on Sunday for a place in the semi-final. On Saturday, the Sixers and Scorchers play for an automatic place in the final, as well as hosting rights. Nick Kyrgios has doubled down on his attack of Novak Djokovic, during which he called the world number one a tool. Kyrgios says he's happy to take the moral high ground and act as tennis's COVID cop, calling out players' bad behaviour during the pandemic.
Especially when one of our leaders of our sport, you know, he's technically our, like, LeBron James, and the way he has to be set an example for all tennis players out there, and he set an example for tennis.
Djokovic has been criticised after making a list of demands during his Australian Open quarantine and for holding a tournament last year during the pandemic. Former Perth Glory midfielder Jake Brimmer came back to haunt his old side in the A-League last night. The Glory looked on track to deal the Melbourne Victory their third loss in 3 games, but with the clock ticking, former Liverpool youth player Brimmer stole the game, scoring twice with only minutes to play. The 2-1 win moves the Victory off the bottom of the table. Steve Johnson lost a rear wheel during this afternoon's Touring Car Masters race at Simmons Plains. That's yesterday, rather, but didn't have to go far to find it. That was nothing compared to the chaos in the second TCR Australia race.
What's the background? Big crash. It was Jason Barguana who came in really hot and got James Moffat at turn 6.
Both drivers avoided serious injury. Lee Holdsworth crossed the line first but was relegated to third for a false start. That gave Jordan Cox the win from a very happy Chas Mostert. 3D paintings are helping blind people experience famous art in Russia. Raised plastic covers are placed over displays to represent brush strokes underneath, allowing the vision impaired to feel the finer details. 10 copies of famous artworks were given a tactile makeover in Moscow, including Salvador Dali's Melting Clocks. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a slow-moving low is generating heavy rain and storms across the northern tropics. A different low is pushing rain-filled clouds over eastern Victoria, southern New South Wales and central Australia. There are some intense scattered storms sitting over Western Australia's southern end. Around the capitals today, Brisbane mostly sunny, heading for 31 degrees. Sydney a possible shower, 26 the top. The same for Canberra, 23 the top there. Melbourne sunshine increasing, 24. Cloudy in Hobart and a cooler top of just 17 degrees. Sunny in Adelaide, 28. Mostly sunny and 27 in Perth. And a possible thunderstorm, 29 in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Wednesday, the 27th of January, 2021.